Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Fats Waller and Al Jolson, fulfill a request, and play some NOLA songs. What are NOLA songs, I hear you cry? Well, you'll recall that last week I played the Revelers' rendition of Felix Arndt's composition NOLA as part of a set celebrating his birthday. Now, I've been accused in the past of using gimmicks to come up with playlists for this show, and that's okay. So how's this for a gimmick? As I was looking through the various recordings of Felix Arndt's NOLA, I came across a number of songs whose titles ended in NOLA, kind of like a suffix. So here to start off the first of two sets of NOLA songs are the Broadway Nightlights.
Everybody dance. Kick up your heels, how good it feels. Pampanola, Pampanola, you can learn it at a glance. Let's go. Kicking high, dipping low, how can Karen Wall advance? Come everybody strike up a band, teach every man. Pampanola, Pampanola, that means everybody dance. The
You have a set of NOLA songs. We began with The Broadway Nightlights, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, and Pompanola from November 5, 1928. Pompanola was written by Ray Henderson with the lyrics by Buddy DeSilva and Lou Brown. Pompanola is from the musical comedy Three Cheers, which opened at the Globe Theater on October 15, 1928 and ran for 210 performances. It starred Will Rogers as King Pompanola and also featured the song Lady Luck. Next, from the original Victor 78, recorded in September of 1922, we heard saxophonist Clyde Duer with his composition, Saxonola. NOLA songs weren't confined to just the U.S., as after Clyde Duer, we heard the British band of Billy Maron and his Commanders, December 13, 1935, with the vocal by Ken Crossley, and the Londonola. We finished up with the original Indiana 5 from a Jeanette 78, waxed around May 1, 1925, and Seminola. Seminola was written by Harry Warren and Robert King. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We just heard Pompanola, Saxonola, Londonola, and Seminola. How many more NOLA songs can there be? Well, at least three. Here's Rudy Weedoft.
Thank you. Thank you.
We began this second set of NOLA songs with Rudy Weedoff, namesake of Rudy Valley, and Rubenola, written by Rudy Weedoff and Hugo Fry. That's from a Zonophone 78 recorded December 2, 1927, and featuring Carson Robison on guitar. Next, from 1910, it was the Denver Nightingale, Billy Murray, with the Cubanola Glide. The Cubanola Glide was written by Vincent P. Bryant and Albert von Tilzer and was also recorded in 1910 by Collins and Harlan and Prince's Orchestra. We finished up with Wilbur Sweatman's original jazz band and Indianola from June 5, 1918. I spared you Swinginola by Ambrose and his orchestra and When Mariola Do the Cubanola by Billy Murray. The name Victrola may have started this whole Ola thing. The Victor Talking Machine Company was founded by Eldridge Johnson in 1901, and around 1906 patented the Victrola, which applies only to Victor's internal horn phonographs and is not a generic term for all vintage phonographs. In 1907, Columbia started producing their Graphinola line of internal horn phonographs. The Ola suffix spilled over to radios with the Ariola line of radios produced by Westinghouse and RCA's Radiola line sold between 1921 and 1930, which were actually manufactured by Westinghouse. You heard a reference to Radiola in the Londonola there by Billy Marin and his commanders. And in 1930, the Galvin Manufacturing Company introduced the Motorola brand car radio. Last week, May 21st, marked the birth in 1904 in Waverly, New York, of Thomas Wright Waller, better known as Fats. His early musical training came from his grandfather, a violinist, and his mother, and by age 10 he was playing organ in his father's church. In 1918, he filled in for the regular organist at the Lincoln Theater, which turned into a permanent position, and in 1919 he won a talent contest, playing ragtime pianist James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout. Fats Waller adopted the Harlem Stride style of piano playing in which the right hand plays the melody and the left hand alternates between the bass notes and chords. From 1926 to 29, he made a series of pipe organ recordings in Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey, and in 1928 he collaborated with James P. Johnson and Clarence Todd on the music for the Broadway revue Keep Shufflin'. In 1929, he combined talents with his close friend and regular collaborator Andy Ressaff on the revue Hot Chocolates, which contained the hits What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue and Ain't Misbehavin'. In 1932, he toured Europe with fellow composer Spencer Williams, playing at the Kit Kat Club in London and the Moulin Rouge in Paris. In 1934, he formed Fats Waller and His Rhythm, and the group made more than 150 sides for Victor. He appeared in three feature films, including Stormy Weather in 1943 with Bill Bojangles Robinson, after which he stayed on in Los Angeles for an engagement at the Zanzibar Club. On his way back to New York on the Santa Fe Chief, years of an excessive lifestyle caught up with him, and he died of pneumonia as the train pulled into Kansas City on December 15th. My interest in vintage music began about 35 years ago when I first heard Dr. Demento play Fats' Handful of Keys. Here's Fats Waller.
You see, I'm in a quaver to be middle-isling you. Oh, babe, do me a favor, share my lot. Do me a favor, tie the knot. Darling, don't waver and we'll come smiling through. Say the word, dear, we'll do as other folks do, raise two or three. It's absurd, dear, that I should have to coax you. Don't be that way, take a chance with me. Oh, do me a favor. When we're one, oh baby, we'll have fun. I won't forget it, so do me a favor, dear.
You got $1.90, because I got the dime, but you might as well go on out here and find a possum.
Thank you.
matter with you?
Oh, man, everything's wrong. My old lady done run off with the Iceman.
What?
That done my daughter run off with the Undertaker, and I'm about to die and ain't got nobody to bury me.
Son, don't let it bother you. Listen here. Don't let it bother you when things go wrong. If you're glum, just hum and sum, good luck will come along. Don't let it bother you if now and then you may stumble, never grumble, count from 1 to 10. A frown is a smile upside down, turn that frown upside down and smile, sing, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-da-sing, sing, sing. Don't let it bother you if skies are gray. Learn to grin, take it on the chin, everything will be okay.
Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers' film The Gay Divorcee, Fats Waller and His Rhythm, August 17, 1934, and Don't Let It Bother You, composed by Harry Revel with the lyrics by Mack Gordon. The little exchange there at the beginning was between Fats and Harry Dial, who played drums and vibraphone in the band. Before that, if it sounded like you were hearing too many piano notes for even Fats to play at once, you were right. That was Fats and Benny Payne, each with his own piano, and After You've Gone, recorded March 21, 1930. After You've Gone was written by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton. Benny Payne was pianist and vocalist in the Duke Ellington Orchestra and played with Cab Calloway. That's one of only three recordings Fats made in all of 1930. He had a novel idea for a record. He and another pianist would each record the same song for opposite sides of a disc. Fats' choice for the project was Jelly Roll Morton, but when Morton didn't show up for the session, Benny Payne sat in. Since their playing styles were similar, they decided to perform duets instead of solos. The other song the pair recorded was St. Louis Blues. The third recording Fats made that year was with Red McKenzie's Mound City Blue Blowers. We began our tribute to Fats Waller with Do Me a Favor, recorded by Fats and His Rhythm on May 16, 1934. Do Me a Favor was written by Peter Tinturin and Jack Lawrence. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Yesterday, May 26th, marked the birth in 1886 in Lithuania of Asa Jolson, better known as Al Jolson. Actually, that may or may not have been the real day or even the real year of his birth. It's not known exactly when Jolson was born, but he chose May 26th as his birthday simply because he liked the idea of being born in the spring. The family immigrated to the U.S. and settled in Washington, D.C., where Jolson's father was a cantor. His mother died when Al was 9, and much to the dismay of his father, who had hoped Al would also become a cantor, he left home to try a shot at show business as his older brother had done. Al teamed up with his brother Harry and Joe Palmer in an act known as Jolson, Palmer, and Jolson, but in 1905 Al was out on his own. It was while he was appearing at the National Theater in San Francisco that he first coined the phrase, "You ain't seen nothing yet." In 1908, he joined Lou Dockstetter's minstrel shows, and in 1911 was hired by the Schubert Brothers to appear in their revue, La Belle Paris, at the new Winter Garden Theater. He went on to star in a series of Broadway musicals, the last being Hold On to Your Hats in 1940. In 1926, he sang 3 songs in an experimental sound short film, A Plantation Act, and then starred in the first full-length talkie film, The Jazz Singer, in 1927, followed by The Singing Fool, Sonny Boy, Say It With Songs, Big Boy, Mammy, and Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. By 1932, he had his own radio program, and during the 1930s, his records were extremely popular. Jolson entertained troops during World War II, and in 1946, Columbia released his film biography, The Jolson Story, with Larry Parks, who was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar. Jolson's own singing was dubbed into the film. Al Jolson died on October 23, 1950, in San Francisco, and is buried in an elaborate monument at Hillside Memorial Park. Here's Al Jolson.
Bird in the breeze, and a song of the breeze, the river, why are you blue? Light of the moon, and the star lighting June, but they bring sadness to you. Why your song is sad, never glad. Blue River, do you hold the memory of a vanished dream? Sing to me of lips I press and caress. Blue River, till I saw my hope go drifting down your stream. Can't we both forget the night, summer night, in our little canoe, when her blue eyes lost their light as we whispered adieu. When I hear your lonesome song, something wrong. Blue River, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you. Tell me why your song is sad, never bad. Blue River, do you hold the memory of a vanished dream, dream, dream? Sing to me of lips I press and caress. Saw my hope go drifting down your stream. Can't we both forget the night, summer night, in our little canoe, when her blue eyes lost their light as we whispered adieu. I said adieu. When I hear your lonesome song, something's wrong. Blue River, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you. Of love, dear heart, then left a dying ember. Though we've drifted far apart, you left so much to remember. Memories of just one sweet kiss, one that I owe. Knowing that you would be true, loving you too, I believed you. My poor heart is breaking tonight,
it doesn't seem right that we parted. All that I've left now is this dear memories of one sweet kiss. Memories, that is all I have left. Memories of one sweet kiss, one that I always will miss. And I remember you vowed you'd be true, and like a fool, a pagliacci, I believe you. My poor heart is breaking tonight. Somehow it doesn't seem right that we parted. What have I left? What have I left, I ask you? Only this, memories of one sweet kiss. Memories of just one sweet kiss, one that I always will miss. Vowing that you would be true, loving you too, I believe you.
Thank you.
We began our tribute to Al Jolson with Al backed by William F. Wirges and his orchestra featuring Harry Reeser on banjo and Blue River, written by Alfred Bryan and Joseph Meyer. That was recorded by Brunswick on November 1, 1927. Next, from a Columbia disc, waxed September 19, 1914, we heard Back to the Carolina You Love, composed by Jerome Schwartz, who penned a much more famous song, Chinatown, My Chinatown. The lyrics to Back to the Carolina You Love were written by Grant Clark, whom we featured on last week's show. Jolie started his recording career with Victor in 1911, but after 13 sides, 10 of which were issued, he switched to Columbia in 1913 after receiving top billing in the Honeymoon Express. He was with Columbia for 10 years, where he recorded 75 songs, but on January 17, 1924, he recorded his first session with Brunswick, where he made 60 sides in 6 years, including the last song in that set, One Sweet Kiss. One Sweet Kiss was written by Dave Dreyer with Al Jolson and was recorded on April 7, 1929.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Listener Alvin sent an email last week with three requests, and I'm pleased to be able to play all three. Here's Dick Robertson.
Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper, now's the time to fall in love. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker gave their price a downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like a queen on what you're making. Cause this and that's a lot cheaper, a flat's a lot cheaper. So now's the time to fall in love. Should take advantage of. You can play a little, oh, a little maybe. You can even start to think about a baby. You'll find that bibs are much cheaper and cribs are much cheaper. So now's the time to fall in love.
Thank you.
That collegiate fanny on the phone. Listen, honey, to my moan. You had better be alone, sweetheart. No more bashfulness for me. Since I found this recipe, college love's the thing for me, sweetheart. You have a way of careful petting that's perfection. So in a moment, I'll be going in your direction. Where's my slicker? All aboard. Be that quicker than a Ford. Collegiate Fanny, you're the one for me.
We started that set of requests for listener Alvin with Dick Robertson, and Now's the Time to Fall in Love. Dick Robertson was back there on November 13, 1931, by Gene Cardos and his orchestra. Now's the Time to Fall in Love was written by Al Lewis and Al Sherman. Eddie Cantor is most closely identified with the song, which he introduced on his radio show in 1931, but didn't get around to recording until 1942. Next, we heard the musical Stevedores and Happy Rhythm, written by Spencer Williams. That was recorded by Columbia on January 30th, 1929. We finished up with Kay Kaiser and his orchestra and Collegiate Fanny from November 26th, 1929. The vocalist there was Sully Mason, who played clarinet and alto sax in the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.